This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Trump is confirming that U.S. forces killed an al-Qaeda leader who claimed responsibility for masterminding the deadly shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in December. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Although he's mentioned it this week, President Trump has officially confirmed that a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen killed Qasem al-Rimi. He was the founder of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who posted a video after the December shooting at the Florida base that killed three U.S. sailors, calling the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, a courageous knight and a hero. President Trump says the U.S. and its allies are safer as a result of al-Rimi's death and vows to continue tracking down and eliminating the terrorist threat. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Americans arriving from Wuhan, China, where the deadly coronavirus broke out, aren't expected to be ill, officials say. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Americans stuck in China due to the coronavirus outbreak could arrive back in the U.S. today and will be quarantined in Nebraska and Texas. Officials say around 70 Americans will be flown into Omaha and quarantined at a nearby Nebraska National Guard training base. Meanwhile, Lackland Air Force Base in Texas is preparing to quarantine as many as 250 people who could arrive on Friday. Officials in both Texas and Nebraska expect all of the evacuees to be healthy when they arrive from Wuhan, China, the center of the new outbreak. They'll be quarantined for 14 days and monitored closely for any signs of illness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The virus has now killed more than 600 people in China, with at least 31,000 people infected. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.